Gordon?
Hi.
Thanks for hanging on, Gordon. What do you want to tell us?
No problem. Wrong end of the ground, Danny.
Go on, then.
A nightmare. It was a local derby, Dundee versus Dundee United.
Oh,
I support United, right?
Yeah.
And I was skint, so I was having a problem getting in the game.
Yeah.
But Dundee ran a system where, that's the opposition, UB40s and students could get in cheap.
Oh, yeah?
So I thought, well, that's fine. I'll go in the wrong end.
Yeah.
And I'll see the game, because I want to see the game. So anyway, it's come up at half time, and I'm sitting at the end of the row, and this guy in a duffel coat, a lonely sort of chap, befriends me.
Mm.
He's a Dundee supporter, obviously, because that's the end.
Yeah.
We're winning 3-1, and he's saying, what are these swines? And I'm going, yeah, you know, but laughing secretly inside. They score 3-2.
Oh,
he's going, oh, we're going to beat these. Yeah, I'm still happy.
Now, listen, just before we carry on,
yeah.
I know you said you were skinned, but in order to get the X-Gree value of the UB40, you were actually talking bad about your own side. You were denying your own side in order to get...
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
All right, so it's 3-2.
3-2.
Yeah.
So, well, you can guess what happens. 3-all, and he's going crazy, and he's saying, yeah, we've got them, we've got them. I'm going, yeah. The final score was 4 bloody three.
To them?
Them.
Now, did you have to celebrate with him?
Well, he's dancing up and down the blinking aisle with me. This boy, this...
Are you described as a lonely fellow.
Yeah.
With you? You were dancing with him?
Well, what could I do?
Well, I don't...
He grabbed me and he...
There is a time and a place to feign the heart attack.
Oh.
You don't want to tempt fate, but feign a heart attack. Go down like a ton
of I've never heard of anyone having to celebrate their bitter rival's goal.
With dancing.
To save a couple of quid. And you actually did lose it, huh?
What's their life? And I've got one other story from Danny.
I'm sure you've got relatives who are, you know, ancestors spinning in their grave. You may be on film, you know, and friends of yours say, you know.
I'm ashamed.
I'm sure. What's the other thing?
One other story about a big mouth and repartee. You know these guys are always shouting and telling, mousing away at games.
Yeah.
Well, this fellow's standing there, and every free kick we got, he would shout at the top of his voice, hard and low, hard and low.
Hard and low.
Hard and low. And so, towards the end of the game, we got this free kick. And right back, it's a few years back now, Tommy Nielsen floated this soft and high ball at the far post.
Yeah.
And Jim Irvine rose like a bird and nodded it into the iron bag.
And goal!
You know, everybody's up cheering like mad. But of course, as soon as they stop celebrating, everybody turns as one and stares hard at the boy he's sitting hard and low. And we're all wondering what he's going to say. And his face goes red as a beard. His neck disappears into his shoulder. And he's just... I still say hard low.
Of course. Yeah. Of course, he's stuck by the principle of the thing.
I still say hard low. Because I've got the fellowship to Arison. I just want to, if we can here, get a little oral picture going on how a game might be should we ever meet in football.
In Europe.
So at one end, you keep saying hard and low, and I'll play the other fella. Go on.
Okay. Hard and low. Hard and low.
Thank you very much indeed. That's a little maison scene that may come to a cinema.
It was a lovely thing.
It was. If anyone else has unidentified phrases that people around you share, I think we've got a CD going in. We now have hard and low. We've got... Hello.
Yeah,
it wasn't me. Hard and low, Harrison, and then we'll collect all the others together.